Carvenage. Tomorrow, very big day for them. Classic BMW.
Yes, Killer, I did. That was me.
They will be out there with their presentation from 10 until noon. So go by there and see them. There at Spring Creek and the Tollway. All right, are we ready for the concert calendar for today?
Let's see. Yes. Yes, I am.
Quickly.
Do we dare make any kind of sponsor inquiry?
Colwell and Son and Man's Best Friend.
Good.
Colwell and Son, who so helped me out. I'll have a story about them and what I'm doing on Saturday night, hopefully on Monday.
I can't believe you're not wearing a tux.
Since I'm involved in a fairly large event.
You need to record it.
No.
Yes.
Never. Yes.
Somebody needs to record it.
We need a sample of your shtick.
Die.
All right, tonight, let's see what's going on out there tonight at the House of Blues. Oh, my gosh. You know?
He doesn't know.
Dark Star Orchestra?
The Dark Star Orchestra.
Guess where I'm going tonight?
Home.
There?
The Dark Star Orchestra.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
Where are your tickets?
Chuck.
He's got them. Yes, sir, baby.
Are you going with Chuck?
Don't say that.
The hell?
What did I do wrong?
Don't mention of any of that.
Let's turn away from that.
Well, you brought him up.
I know.
Put it in reverse.
Put it in a ticker.
Back out of this cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you know, I saw him last year, and now that that guy, their lead singer, is actually playing with the Dead, it kind of intrigues me a little bit more. So I'm going to give him another shot. It is so weird. They play at the House of Blues.
Well, where do you want them to play?
Man, I don't know. It's just weird for a tribute band to have a venue like that, a nice, clean, pristine venue, you know?
Come through there all the time.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want them to play at? Popeyes?
Yeah.
At Poor David's Pub, Jimmy LaFave.
Who is that?
The guitar blues man, isn't he?
No. He's not. That's not what he does. I think he's a Texonic guy.
He likes to show his penis.
Oh, now I know him.
At Billy Bob's, Chris Young. The former Ranger great.
Yeah. Wow. The 6'10 guitar player.
Right.
Anybody know who that is? This version of Chris Young?
He's big.
Let's see. It could be him. Could be the Diamondbacks outfielder who's gone bluntry.
He was the winner of Nashville Star.
Oh, one of those guys.
Yeah.
And I saw one guy on there on that Nashville Star one time that was not bad. Maybe it's him.
Maybe.
At LaGrange, the King Bucks and Homespun Remedies.
All right, Danny.
That's actually a French club, and it's pronounced Le Grand.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Is this the one in Deep Ellums?
Yeah, it's across from Trees.
Are you guys going to be playing late into the evening?
I think we start about 11:30 until 1 or 1 something.
Oh, so you're the headliner, huh?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Hey. Slow it down. What do you think?
By the way, did we get that laugh today of his, Shoopy?
It was marked. I'll have it by Monday.
Good.
I didn't laugh. I haven't laughed all day.
At the Granada, Bob Schneider.
Ah, he'll be celebrating his ex-girlfriend's...
Oscar nomination.
Oscar win, probably.
At the Sons of Herman, the O's.
That's their lead cut of their new album.
Yep,
it's called O.
At the Bryan Street Tavern, Trafico.
Trafico.
What is that?
Maybe it's a traffic cover band.
A Mexican traffic cover band.
Or maybe it's a band made up of Doyle King and Jason Walker.
Right. Barb.
Or not.
Alexis, Judy Mascoro.
Right.
Jennifer North.
Have a hot Carl.
Well, they have several songs to choose from. Crane.
Crane.
Have a hot Carl.
Crane.
You shove a dill in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Pickles.
That's their hit.
Give me a big one.
Crane.
Doyle
Crane.
Just gets up there and laughs.
He's the hype man.
Don't forget Heaven's Gate Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
My favorite song is definitely Crane.
Crane. Crane. Crane. Crane.
At the Barley House.
God.
Hard Night's. Hard Night's Day and the Covers Brothers.
All right.
Did you put Tegan and Sarah on this?
No, I think that was last week.
No, it wasn't last week.
I think it was
last
week.
Yeah, it was last week.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why, what do you want with Tegan and Sarah?
Because I heard a song from them today on Alt Nation.
Uh-huh.
Pretty damn good.
They're poppy.
Where did they play last week?
Can't remember.
I think the Palladium, didn't they?
Oh, they're that big?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Are they both girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they both subscribe to that other magazine.
Are you sure?
They look like it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, one of them's pretty damn cute. Actually, really damn cute.
At the Lakewood Bar and Grill, the Thin White Dukes and Liqueur. Saturday. At the Granada, Doyle Bramhall and Bugs Henderson.
Wow, Mike.
Your favorite.
Yeah, Doyle Bramhall and Bug.
Yes.
Will you go to this?
I would if it weren't for one thing. At the Aardvark, James McMurtry.
Well, what's that one thing?
That one thing is at Dan Silverleaf, Petty Theft.
Ah.
I'll see you there.
Now, didn't Doyle Bramhall teach Don Dokken how to play the oboe?
No, he was in the Archangels, I believe.
And that's the stupidest thing I have ever heard anybody ever say.
He taught somebody something. Didn't he?
Service.
I don't know. How could anybody possibly know that?
I thought he taught Lennon.
You're going to concert calendar timeout.
I thought he taught Lennon how to play the harmonica.
That's a different dude.
Oh, who was that?
That was Delbert McClinton.
Oh.
At Billy Bob's, Randy Travis.
That's why people hate him, Mike.
I know.
I know. Randy Travis?
Yes.
On the other hand.
What's his big hit?
That.
That's one.
No, he's got
Forever
one.
And Ever, Amen.
That one. That one.
Can you sing it?
Forever and ever, amen. That's it. Nailed it. Do a better version.
I can't.
You're scared.
I am. At Bass Hall, Faith Hill.
You know what this is?
She's
yes,
gonna sing
I
the
do know what this is.
The
this
football song.
This is the Cowboy, or
the Super
North
Bowl.
Texas Super Bowl, Committee.
Super Bowl Committee show.
Yes, their first of three concerts. Faith Hill at Bass Hall.
Bruno.
Sting. Somewhere over at the Meyerson, I do believe, in the summer.
Sting,
not Steve. And then in the fall, somebody that they don't know white right now at Texas or at Cowboy Stadium.
I think it'll be Leon Russell.
I doubt Leon Russell will fill them up. Fill that up. Or them.
At the Bryan Street Tavern, RTB2.
Attaboy.
You did it.
You nailed it.
Congratulations.
You're ready to watch Star Wars now.
Thank you. Thank you. At the Cavern, Man Factory and Missile.
Well, that's a...
Missile.
Was that Killer?
Yes, it was Killer.
But the next band that's playing,
yeah.
This could be the greatest band name ever.
At the Lakewood Theater, Kung Fu Vampire.
How badass is that?
Boy, I bet they rock.
I mean, wouldn't you love to be in a band named Kung Fu Vampire?
Yes, yes. Think of all the trouble you cause.
God.
That's actually just the name of a rapper. His name is Kung Fu Vampire.
Well, maybe this is who it is.
That's awesome. Think of what a badass vampire you would be if you knew Kung Fu.
Yes, in addition to having your normal vampire skills.
Right, right. They ought to train all vampires to become ninja types.
Kung Fu Vampires.
Right.
All right.
Sunday at the House of Blues, Brandi Carlile.
Nee. Like her.
What is it?
Yeah. Chick.
Crap.
Music.
Stupid stuff.
You got a big old belting bitchy voice.
Well, what do you like about it?
I'll bring you some stuff.
Monday at the Windspear Opera House, the Pointer Sisters.
Interested. She Works Hard for the Money is one of the greatest songs ever written.
That was Donna Summer.
Oh.
So they're going to do Neutron Dance and what else?
Oh, yeah.
Jump.
There are many other hits.
Doing the Neutron Dance.
I'm so excited.
Which Beverly Hills Cop movie was that from? Did all their songs come from Beverly Hills Cop?
There are 48 hours.
Tuesday at the American Airlines Center, John Mayer, Michael Franti, and Spearhead.
You should
now,
go to this,
Corby. Thomas Hollywood Henderson date one of the Pointer Sisters?
Yes, he did.
Back in the day when they were huge and everything?
That's right, in the 70s. Actually, it was before they got real huge. They were out, but they didn't get big till the 80s. It's great 80s music.
Were they good looking?
No, they're okay.
Could he have done better?
Oh.
We can all do better.
Could and did who knows how many times.
You think he was a player?
God.
Do you think he wowed women with his cowboy stories more or cocaine?
I think anything Mick Jagger could do, he could do better.
Really?
Yeah. Back then.
I always thought he was a virgin.
Stupid.
I always thought you were an idiot. Wednesday.
I like that.
Wednesday at the City Tavern, Doug Burr.
Of the Lonelies.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thursday at the American Airlines Center, Taylor Swift.
Going.
I'd like to go to that.
You're not going.
No, I'm not. I think I'd get bored there.
I'd like to go to it just to see.
If she could do like 20 of her songs in a medley that lasted about 4 minutes, I'd go.
Okay.
You don't want to go see Swift?
No.
Hey, you're going
to Swift?
You really
would like to go see that?
Yeah.
Go with Fox.
We'll take it. No, Fox hates me. And at the Reconsider Lounge. Oh, no.
What are you looking around for, Mike? Children?
Look at this. Look at these people out here. All right, PA down.
Always PA down.
At the Reconsider Lounge, where's my fudge? Jimmy Muffett and the Carl Kiefer Band and the Frank Sinatra tribute, Fly Me to the Poon.
Jimmy Muffett.
Yeah, in his band.
Is that all your work?
Yeah.
I like all of those.
Oh, nice.
I like all of
nice.
Those.
Nice.
I think the underrated one is Where's My Fudge?
I know.
6:54 on the ticket.